Well, my interest in the subject matter began in university, actually. I majored in Latin American studies, and with a specific focus on kind of indigenous cosmovision and spirituality. And I had a very specific interest in indigenous spirituality in Ecuador, in the Amazon. It has been 14 years in the making, not that I've been working full time on it for 14 years. The first time I went there, myself and a good friend of mine, we bought a car in Buenos Aires with the plan to circumnavigate South America. It would be a good idea to be productive and shoot some projects. The first port of call was stopping in a favela, a slum in Rio de Janeiro, which became my first feature documentary. And then we continued driving around, ended up in Ecuador. I had this plan to find indigenous Ecuadorian shaman, which was much harder than you might think. I mean, they're everywhere, but there are so many who position themselves and a place for tourists. So they'll make ayahuasca, they'll give it to you, you'll trip it out, but they're not broadly understood as shamans in their communities or in the... I drove around Ecuador for probably 6 weeks on this shaman hunting adventure. I couldn't find one, and in my despair, I ended up in a bar in the Costa province and just happened to be seated next to a butterfly biologist. He was like, "Oh, you're looking for a shaman." Like, I've got the guy for you. So the next day, he took me deep into the jungle. I met Raphael and his family, and they took me even deeper into the jungle to, you know, visit many of their spiritual locations. The moment I knew that this was my guy, it was Eduardo, one of the main characters of the film, went out to catch dinner for us to eat. He was an armadillo on the end of a machete. He's like, dinner guys, they cooked the armadillo. I instantly got violently sick, probably jungle parasites, I don't know. And I told Raphael, I told the shaman, "Mate, I'm not doing very well here." And he ran off into the jungle, assembled a concoction of, you know, dozens of different leaves, gave it to me, and cured me then and there. So we've become great friends and almost family over a 14-year period. Like, I've watched many of their kids, Geordie being one of them. He was 5 or 6 years old when I was first there, and I've seen him grow up iteratively over the years. Initially going in, there's suspicion, and understandably, because, you know, people coming from the outside, especially, you know, white guys wanting things from them, they're naturally incredibly suspicious of that, because there's been a long history of, excuse my French, getting fucked over by people who look like me coming in and, you know, offering the world, what have you. I think the trust and the relationship was built over a very long period of time. I also made a strong point to invite them in into the creative process from the beginning. One of the central storylines in the film is this passing down of ancestral wisdom from Raphael to Geordie, and that came from the community, because I think they saw me and my camera in a way as like a time capsule. They were very aware that you know, perhaps their ancestral wisdom was not long for this world, but it could well disappear over the coming generations. So I think that they saw what I was doing as something that would safeguard that for future generations, and it would be a film that they could show their grandchildren and great-grandchildren and so on and so forth. And then the hardcore political uprising just happens while I was there. Happily living in the jungle, getting food poisoning, and living an idyllic life, and then all of a sudden the entire country erupted into protests, and I was swept up in a convoy of tens of thousands of indigenous warriors, literally spear-wielding, as you would have seen, travelling to the capital city, Quito, to overthrow the president, which I was into. Very happy to accompany them and tell that story. So part of you know, the creative drive from it came from the community in the terms of the succession storyline, and the other part was it just purely right place at the right time, or, you know?
So there was a question about Geordie. Do you know what we're at now? Have you got any updates?
Yeah, I do. I spoke to him yesterday.
Great.
He's still very much following in the path of working his way to become the next shaman of Anasanka. In fact, he hit me up for $20 to buy new ayahuasca bowls because they're getting old. I'm in constant contact with the community. In fact, they've seen the film so many times, like through the edit stages. I've watched the rough cut and gave me feedback. And actually, what I found interesting was they never had any real constructive criticism in terms of the editing or the narrative per se. But what they were really interested in was the sound design. And in the ayahuasca scenes where we have some of the fluid tank visualizations, which, interestingly, what we did with those was take original artwork from the community and then give it to a fluid tank practical effects guy, and he managed to drop it into a tank and make it move. Interestingly, most of their comments were about the sound design. So in those fluid tank visualization scenes, they didn't have too much in the way of notes of the film itself. They kind of loved it from the outset. But most of their creative feedback was around dude, you're messing up the ayahuasca scenes. Like, you need more jungle sounds, more animals, in the background. You're taking it with us, you know what it's like. So.
Was there any moment in the film that sort of, where there was a big twist or turn, or there was a big surprise for you, or that something really sort of shifted?
Oh, there were many. The major one was the death of the shaman. I came up with the title, and it was always meant to be metaphorical. But I'd already finished the rough cut. And I got a text from Geordie, and he's like, well, Rabbi will just die, and that's why, it was a race against time to get there in time for the funeral. I spent probably 24 hours on the ground to shoot it and had to get out again for various reasons, other things going on. But that was a huge shock, and it was incredibly sad to the community, and you would have seen their reaction in the film to it, and for me as well, because I developed a really strong relationship with the guy over a decade and a half. So that was a big surprise.
Yeah.
Getting swept up in a revolution was also somewhat surprising.